You're in school.
Yes.
1940. Your mom dies. What's...
I have to stop going to school,
right,
because I have to become self-sufficient and, you know, survive somewhere else somehow. And just what I did. And that act of stopping going to school sat on me for the rest of my life until I came to America, where the doors were wide open. Some people still don't know it. This is such a precious country that, you know, someone said to me, you know, they have classes for foreigners on Sutter Avenue in Livonia in Brooklyn. I found the place very quickly, and I found teachers who were born for that purpose, you know. And this teacher said, well, you know, I think it doesn't matter how old you are, there's a place called Brooklyn College, and eventually you should wind up there. I did. I wound up at Brooklyn College and at Long Island University and other institutions of learning. And you probably know in my story, I was named National Teacher of the Year. It's still a joke to me, you know. And going to the White House, I was meeting President Reagan, you know. And, so you see, you have to sort of believe in that ironies go both ways. They go to a pejorative and they go to a huge plus. I mean, I look back on my background and I say, really? It's actually true. And then I value more than anything else that someone, the Lord, whispered to me to become an educator. Nothing in my life turned out to be more precious. Nothing. Yeah, nothing will be that.
We understand.
Yes, yes, mm-hmm, yes.
For sure.
I mean, first of all, you people think that you are able to ignore your past or forget it. You don't. Temporarily, there's a block or something like that. But then, so remembering my background, education was a sweet, sweet piece of cake. Lovely. And I ate all of it. I mean, I can sell you all the master's degrees and whatever I have. You know, so, and then it's ultimately a compliment to this precious country. I don't know whether I would have been able to achieve what I achieved somewhere else.